Essential cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium, non-alcoholic drinks crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails. Alcohol-free indulgence. Enjoy a 30% exclusive discount with our promo code DNZ at RSRVCollective.com. That's 30% off using our promo code DNZ only at RSRVCollective.com. It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? Well, you know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz, and you could be next. Part 2 of our interview with WWE legend D'Lo Brown starts right now. If you missed part 1, you know what to do. Check out this week's episode of The Fade Route with DNZ. So, from one of the premier wrestling events of the year, over to the Premier League. Now, we know that you're a huge Liverpool supporter. So,
yes, sir.
They were, you know, they're still in Champions League contention. So they're still in the Prems, you know, they're still hanging in there despite winning the whole thing last year. So what do you make of the whole Mo Salah, Arne Slot situation, and how much do you think that's contributing to the relative down year for Liverpool?
It's a really down year for Liverpool, and I don't know if Slot's going to make it through the year. He last year we won it all, but that was all with Klopp's players and techniques. Mm-hmm. And now it seems like Arne Slot's getting his own thing going, and we're not meshing. The team is not in good form. And you can see it out there just this past weekend, you know, to be down 2-0 and to tie it up 2-2 and then give up a late goal to lose the game. Losing games late is a product of coaching, not talent. And I don't know if Slot's going to make it.
Yeah, especially once you have a high-profile name with Xabi Alonso out there. You've seen it this year in the Prems, you know. Man U, quick on the trigger. Chelsea, quick on the trigger.
And that's it. The Prem is no longer, we're going to give a manager 2 years to prove himself. You got about 20 games now to really, you really got 20 or 30 games to set the tone. And if not, there's too many good managers out there sitting at home right now waiting for spots.
It's true. I mean, you think about it. Even if you wait for the end of the year, Thomas Frank said he's probably not going to be back at Tottenham. You have Glasner from Crystal Palace. You're going to have plenty of coaching talent there. And, you know, as far, do you think they make a move? Do you think that as far as, you know, personnel wise, like it's not meshing, do you think they're going to side with the players, or are they going to side with Slot here?
I will put it like this. If Liverpool finishes outside of Champions League play, so seventh or down, mm-hmm. Slot's gone. Klopp has laid a standard of what Liverpool football is. And if you can't live up to that, we're going to the next guy to see. That's just the burden of being good. The burden of winning 2 league titles and finishing second 4 times. Winning the Champions League, winning every piece of silverware there is over the last 10 years, that is now the standard. Liverpool cannot be below fifth in the Prem table. They can't be. It's just the standard. It's like the New York Yankees. They don't compete for division titles, they compete for world titles.
Yes.
And right. That's the mindset that is permeated through that building. And the minute you're less than that standard, they're looking for the next guy to uphold that standard.
That's fair, because then otherwise you end up like Arsenal. You end up as bottlers, and it's just trust the process. How many times?
You don't want to be bottlers. You don't want to be mid table.
No.
Those are the two death knells in Premier League football. Mm. It's to be someone who can't finish it, or just lives between 7 and 14. And you just don't want to be there. That's instant death for a fan base, for a franchise, for a collective. You can't live there.
As an Everton supporter, I totally agree with you. Oh. That's
I'll leave it at that. It's not a good place to be in. Being mid is not fun.
Quantum Squares offer scientifically formulated energy bars with 100 milligrams of organic caffeine for long-lasting, stable energy. Every delicious bar provides balanced nutrition with 10 grams of plant-based protein, healthy fats, and complex carbs. Use our promo code DANDZ, and you can use that at quantumsquares.com.
But we will get you out of here on this one, D'Lo. You're also a diehard Chicago Bears fan, as you can see from your hoodie there. There it is. Nice, that's a nice, yes, that is, sir, a nice one. So they took it to the LA Rams before just coming up short in OT. Caleb Williams made some strides from year one to year two. And head coach Ben Johnson seemed to inject a new life into the program that looked flat under Matt Eberflus. So losing Bieniemy, they lost him to the Chiefs. He's going back to be the OC. Mm-hmm. That's surely going to hurt. But
The world's strongest coordinator.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my.
He's the world's strongest coordinator.
My goodness. He looks
just like Mark Henry.
He does. It's now that you bring it up, it's just like, wow.
Especially now he's got the beard too.
With
the full beard.
So he's gonna.
He's the mini version.
Yes. Let's see if he can bench press Andy Reid.
Go ahead.
No, let's see if he can bench press Andy Reid.
That's a whole lot there. That's a whole lot of biscuits.
That's a lot of man.
It is a lot of man. But, I mean, hopefully, maybe get Mark out there and see if he could do that. Like, he'll do it with one arm. That's Mark Henry for you.
Yes.
So D'Lo, what do you expect from the Bears next year, and what moves would you make if you were Ryan Poles?
Well, I expect the Bears. I'm not gonna spill Kool-Aid all over and go, we're gonna win a Super Bowl next year. It's too hard to win a Super Bowl. It's not easy. I do suspect and expect the Bears to compete for the division and to make a step closer to the NFC Championship game. Contingent on, we need rush in. Like, we need a pass rusher in the worst possible way. Our defense created a lot of turnovers, and that was more from happenstance instead of constant pressure. Although, ironically, in the ramp with the Rams game, we put tons of pressure on Stafford, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope we get, you know, everything should be on defense this year, because I think the offense is looking good. Between Luther Burden and Dropsy Adunze and Colston Loveland, and, you know, I think we've got a lot going on offensively. I think our O-line is looking good. I think our needs are our DN, tackle, safety, and more speed at the linebacker position. And I think if we get those things locked down, whether it be through the draft, free agency, or a trade of some sort, Max Crosby, I think those things are going to be the thing that's going to help the Bears hopefully get over the hump and compete again for the NFC title.
Yeah, you just don't want to become the Lions. You don't want to be the team that gets the NFC Championship game and then don't even make the playoffs next year.
No, like, bro.
Caleb's your guy, right? Caleb's your guy?
Come on, Iceman.
Nice. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. That touchdown, cemented. That commit touchdown?
Fade away touchdown passes.
If you didn't believe in Caleb Williams before, and most people didn't, but about halfway through this season, if you didn't start believing in that young man's talent, then something is wrong with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't care if he doesn't play well for three quarters and 10 minutes. Something about the last 5 minutes of a quarter in the fourth quarter, I don't care. That's when I want my quarterback good. That's when I want my quarterback to make the right decision. That's when I want my quarterback I just need him to keep playing like he's playing. He needs to work on his accuracy a little bit.
Right.
Because I will say this all day long. Right now, Caleb makes the hard look easy and the easy look hard.
That's right.
And what I mean by that is he'll throw a dime backpedaling from the 50-yard line to call commit to tie it, but sometimes he'll sail a flat route.
Flat route, yep. Or an out. And way over the person's head.
If Caleb will increase his accuracy by 5%, that's 50 more catches. 50 more catches the Bears are playing next weekend in the Super Bowl.
You're not so wrong.
I think a lot of it has to do with Ben Johnson just trying to get a better sense of how to be a coach, because I think a lot of times he was figuring it out late what defenses were doing to them. Mm-hmm. And then once he figured it out, he's like, oh, okay, we could just do this. And then all of a sudden, so they had a lot of second half, you know, comebacks, and they played well in the fourth quarter.
You could see our team was a halftime adjustment team.
Yep. Yeah, 100%. And learning on the job.
Every game this year, they played better in the second half than they did in the first. And that's coaching.
Right.
We just need that coaching to have that game plan to start the game on fire and then have such a good lead we can coast to the end, not turn it on with 7 minutes to go down by 10.
Very competitive division, though, the North, because you got to figure the Vikings will be back. The Vikings are going to be back.
Well, I don't know about the Vikings with J.J. Glass. I don't know.
I like your nicknames for all these guys.
I don't know.
I think they wish they still had Sam, right?
Yeah.
If Sam Darnold was with the Vikings, they'd be in the Super Bowl. Like, it's that easy.
Yeah.
It's or literally even that Jones. Easy. Even Daniel, bro. Even Malik Daniel Willis. Jones. Malik Willis could have taken that team to the...
He's going to get some money this offseason.
Oh,
he's
that gonna brother is going to be the number... I think Malik Willis ends up with... Where do I think Malik Willis goes? I thought the Raiders, but Mendoza's going there. Hold on, I had a spot for Willis. Oh, I can't remember now. But anyway, that kid's gonna get paid, and I'm proud and happy for him because he's a young man who had an opportunity. He wasn't quite ready to be a starter and had to sit and watch other starters for a minute. And you can see that's a trend in the league now. The Sam Darnolds, the Baker Mayfields, Daniel Joneses, where they get thrown in there. It's not quite right yet. They got to step back and develop. And when they get another opportunity, boom.
Or just be coached, right? Or just get the right coach. Like I say it on this podcast all the time. Sam Darnold went to the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan taught him how to play quarterback. Then he went on to Minnesota and then he went on to Seattle and boom. And I think the same thing with Willis. I think he went to the Packers and I don't like LaFleur, but he taught him how to play quarterback.
He can play. Look, here's the thing is, every quarterback in the league has the arm talent to be in the league.
Right.
That's not what makes a QB one. Makes a QB one is what's between here.
That's right.
Is your ability to process and read
process information
and keep your composure when things go rottenly and poorly. That's what separates QB one from a QB two. And good coaching teaches players how to become a QB one as opposed to a QB two.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we were talking about, like, we weren't overly concerned with Jared Stidham going into the AFC title game. Like, he's got the arm talent, you know? It's like, he wouldn't be in the league if he didn't have the talent. It becomes the question of, what can Sean Payton get out of him on that short notice?
And you know what? Stidham should have won that game, and Sean Payton lost that game because of ego.
Yep.
Because Sean 100%. Payton lost that game because he said, I can have any quarterback win. And if they'd have gone for that easy field goal before the weather went south, now it's a 10-10 game. They might still be playing.
Right.
But he's tried to get cute points. And be like, I can coach any quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the Sean Payton problem there.
For sure.
100%. It's been bothering me for a long time. Coaches are allergic to taking the sure points. Like, take the points. Take it. It's okay.
I'm a little concerned with Ben Johnson. I can't tell how many times we turned down 35-yard field goals to go for it on fourth and one and not get it and end up losing the game, by 3 or 6 points. And we could have easily been tied or ahead.
Yeah, that was that one play. It was a fourth and four. It was on, like, the 2-yard line. You're telling me Cairo Santos can't kick a 12-yard field goal? Like, come on.
Bro, I could kick that field goal. I could kick that field goal. Sometimes 3 points taking the points is the victory. And I said it. I was texting a friend. And when Stidham was 4th and 2 on that play, and I was like, when he didn't get it, I was like, watch the game turn on a dime right now. Because instead of feeling good about that drive and finishing with 3 points, now Stidham is feeling bad. And the next series came out and pushed too hard. And there was the fumble because he was trying to make something out of nothing. And the game spiraled out of control. You know, and you gotta take the game as it comes to you and get the points when needed.
100%. I mean, it's a growing pains of a coach, you know? But you know what? Yeah. We mentioned the Super Bowl already. It's in 2 weeks. Patriots, Seahawks. Can we get a prediction from D'Lo Brown? What do you got?
My football brain tells me the Seahawks win this. But I have this feeling that Patriots are going to just win it again. And that bothers the hell out of me.
There's a lot of that going around.
That bothers the hell out of me.
Like,
how about a franchise suck for more than 2 years, okay? Like, really be bad for 10 years.
Got their franchise quarterback.
Yes, you got the greatest quarterback of all time.
They got a coach. They got a good coach.
You got a coach.
They got a coach.
You got a defense.
They're ready to rock and roll.
It's Brady 2.0, and that bothers me.
No Patrick Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar Jackson coasted right into the Super Bowl.
And they also whiffed on Mac Jones. Like, we have to like take that into account.
Yeah, because Mac Jones is another dude that one found himself.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's going to make himself a good chunk of change.
Yeah, I have this haunting feeling we're going to see the Patriots raising the trophy again.
Oh, my man. You are not alone, D'Lo. You're absolutely not alone on that. There's plenty of people who are putting their Chiefs jerseys away and they're putting their Patriot jerseys back on. You know how
it
goes.
Same fan base.
Well, D'Lo Brown, WWE legend, Aces and Eights, Nation of Domination, Eurocontinental champion, first ever, beat Jeff Jarrett to it. D'Lo, thank you for coming on, brother. And if you want to be a member of the In Crowd, if you want to join the In Route, hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutpodcast and drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz, and you could be next. So, D'Lo, what do you have going on, and where can our listeners find you?
You can easily find me on X at D'Lo Brown75. I used to say I was the only verified D'Lo, but for $9, anybody can buy the blue check. And you can find me on Instagram at DLoBrownLFC, and we all know what the LFC stands for. And on those places, I talk Bears football, Liverpool football. I'll talk about what's going on in wrestling, and keep you up to date on where I'm at, what I'm doing, where I'm going. So hit me up there. Don't be afraid to shout out, because I will definitely I'll answer any questions you drop in my DM. So give me a shout. Awesome. And just scream, "You better recognize" every time you see me.
Better recognize.
Oh, you know we recognize. Yes, we do.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.